Within the vast expanse of imagination, and in the endless possibilities of the future, there lie countless stories to be told. These are the tales of science fiction, adventures of deep space and dystopias, and of aliens and automatons. Now join us, as we look to the stars and the unknown, as we travel beyond skies. Tonight's episode, A Haze of Sightless Streets, based on the short story by H. Wiggins. A tale about a world of the future where technology has made it possible to augment the human body through cybernetics. Almost anything can be modified, but progress has not yet found a way to change eyes. Welcome to Neon City in tonight's cyberpunk-themed tale, A Haze of Sightless Streets. In this future, the technology of cybernetic body augmentation has changed the world. The utopia of Neon City is a haven for this phenomenon, where people walk around enhanced with robotics. Welcome to 2122. Claire Greger dreams of memories. She did not remember a single face, but she knows each person so completely, so fiercely. In her mind's eye, she pictures them on the fields of battle. They had thought that, with the progress of weapons of mass destruction, grunt combat was obsolete. They were wrong. Humanity loves to be inhumane. Though she does not remember their faces, the images of the world around her had been burned on her blank retinas. They were charging the forces of their enemy, one of Eastern America's vain attempts to break free from Russia. A forest of lifeless ash, the urine yellow hue of weaponized pollution, and shadowy visages of deaths. These were her last sights before the flash of light. It was almost beautiful. She heard a tick, and then she saw the most intense light, brighter than she thought possible. She was sent into a blissful oblivion. No more incinerated trees, no more colors of a dying earth, and no more faces filled with pain. But then came the sounds. There were cries and screams of lives being lost. These were voices she knew, people she called friends. The smell soon followed. It was bile and blood. Claire Greger saw none of this, but now she feels the pain.
Just a dream.
Good morning, Claire. Service Assistant Mech, or Sam, at your service. Happy to be your seeing eye robot any day.
Good morning, Sam. You know, you don't have to go through all that every morning, right?
But of course, miss. I pride myself in propriety. Did you rest well?
Not exactly. Dreams again. It isn't easy being in a world where cybernetics can fix every problem but the one you need.
Ah, I am so sorry. Well, I am always happy to be your service assistant mech, working eyes or none. Perhaps tomorrow night will provide better rest.
Thanks, Sam. I appreciate the enthusiasm, my friend.
As for now, it is another lovely day in Neon City. The weather is fresh with a delightfully low toxicity level of 3.6% and zero chance of acid rain. A perfect day to be in the office of Polokov Cybernetics.
I think I might walk to work this morning. I'm getting a bit sick of taking the hover taxi.
Are you sure that is the wisest decision? The streets are very crowded and there will be quite a bit of chaos.
I'm blind, Sam. I still have legs.
All right, I will happily accompany you. I would not be performing my duties properly as a service assistant mech if I did not.
Thanks, Sam. What time is it?
It is 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, good. A little free time to get some breakfast.
I will happily assist you, miss. I'll just hover over to the kitchen and begin frying some synthetic eggs.
Thanks, Sam. I appreciate it.
You have one new message on the communicator.
I'll get it.
Miss Greger, this is Jeffrey Volochev from Executive Office of Polokov Cybernetics. No doubt you know my name, but we have not properly met. We are familiar with you, Miss Gregor, and we have heard good things from your superiors in the marketing department. Myself and Dr. Walters would like to meet with you this morning when you come in. We'll see you then.
That's odd. I didn't think Volochev knew I existed. I hope I'm not in trouble.
Breakfast is about ready, miss.
Hmm? Thanks, Sam.
May I ask what you think about the message left by Jeffrey Volochev? Does it make you happy or sad?
I'm not really sure what to think or feel. We'll just have to find out this afternoon.
Indeed we will.
The city streets of Neon City bustle with its denizens going about their daily lives. All around them, these people are augmented with robotics. If someone wanted to be stronger, they could simply purchase a new set of arms or legs. They're not cheap, of course, but oftentimes, even the poorest of people would put down a year's salary on something as trivial as a hand with built-in artistic muscle memory in order to paint better.
It's busy. There are a lot of people out today. Way too many sounds.
We will need to keep a brisk pace if we are to arrive at Polacomp Cybernetics on time. The roads are busy and very dangerous. I will keep you safe.
Sometimes when I come out here, I can actually remember some of the sights. It's been, 5 years? But still, it's tough to forget all the holographic lights and glowing advertisements. It wouldn't be Neon City without them.
Your future awaits you on the Violet Horizon Space Cruises. A wonderful chance to experience adventure and opportunity.
Well, I guess I'll never be able to really escape all the advertisements.
That is funny, Claire. Though I cannot laugh, I am not programmed to laugh at the corporation's expense.
Ha! That's a good one.
Wait, Claire, a passing car.
Whoa. I hate ground cars. It's not like the hovering ones are any more safe.
Where's my cut, old man? You're the one who didn't want the protection permit. Cops won't come near you. You gotta pay for our protection.
Paying for protection to you is just paying for protection from you.
Shut up!
Sam, do you hear that?
If I adjust my sensors, I can hear a faint commotion in the distance.
He's attacking that man! Why isn't anyone doing anything?
It would seem people have other business to attend to. This is Neon City, miss. There are an estimation of 300.4 violent attacks a day.
And how many of those are resolved or remedied?
Insufficient data, I'm afraid. How sad.
Let's make it one less. Hey! What are you doing?
What the?
Come on, leave him alone. We're all just trying to live to the next dawn.
When was the last time you saw a dawn, Bright Eyes?
The war, where I served in Spec Ops.
Funny. Wasn't planning on beating up some blind woman.
He's out cold. How did you do that?
I said I was in Spec Ops during the war. They trained us in hand-to-hand with a blindfold. I guess I didn't realize how practical the application would be. Some skills, you just sort of feel.
Are you all right, Claire?
Yeah, I'm fine, Sam. Thanks. Are you all right?
I think so. Not my first scrap. I served too, the first war 20 years back. Lost my leg there.
What's your name?
Isaac.
It's nice to meet you. I'm Claire. Here.
This is...
I can't afford any cybernetic legs, but if you turn that into the NCPD customer service desk, that should get you set up for at least a month's protection. It's a bad system, but it is what it is.
Thank you, Claire.
That was a lovely deed, friend. Few would do that.
Few should have to. Let's get to work.
Polakov Cybernetics is the chief provider of augmentation for the people of Neon City. Few rival their customer base, with the exception of the J.F. Isidore Company, which has held out for years against the behemoth.
Good morning, Claire.
Hey there, Tara. Nice day so far?
Well enough. Some of the executives seem in good moods.
They talked to you?
Well, no. But they were smiling as they took the elevators upstairs.
Well, hey, that's good to hear. Oh, how is your mom doing?
You remembered. She's hanging in there. What a trooper. I've been here for almost a year now. Nearly saved enough to purchase that cyber heart she needs. Doesn't seem like much, but that 2% employee discount will mean everything.
Cybernetics are expensive enough already, but organs are just crazy. And it sounds like they're cheap to make, too. It's not fair.
Well, it wouldn't be Neon City if it was fair.
True. Keep at it, though. I'll talk to you soon.
Have a good day, Claire.
Mr. Volochev's office is just around the corner here. Your heart rate is increasing, Claire. Are you nervous?
Yeah, a bit.
Would it help to talk about it? If so, why are you nervous?
Oh, nothing. Just... I'm not sure what comes next.
Ah, Miss Gregor. A pleasure to finally meet you in person. Beside me stands Dr. Walters.
A pleasure, Miss Gregor. I see you have one of our service assistant mechs.
The pleasure's all mine, and yes, he's a good friend.
No doubt you wish to know why we summoned you here. After all, you're a mere desk clerk, and this is executive office.
I mean, yes. The thought did cross my mind.
Well, perhaps you should sit down, Miss Gregor.
Okay. I'm not in trouble, am I?
Quite the opposite, in fact.
You are a veteran, yes?
Yeah, I fought in the war.
Dreadful time for all. Here at Polakov Cybernetics, we have served thousands of soldiers injured in the war. Of course, for years we have been limited to what we can do. However, our business strives to be on the forefront of all technology. We have been able to make any cybernetic imaginable, but we have not been able to replicate eyes.
Until now, that is.
What?
You hear correct, Miss Gregor.
We here at Polakov Cybernetics would like to reward you for your service with the chance to be the first subject to receive cybernetic eyes. You will be able to see again.
Dr. Walters, Mr. Volochev, I have no words.
A simple thank you will certainly suffice. The procedure will happen in a few days. However, we would like to present you to the board of Polakov later this afternoon.
Thank you.
We will see you at 2 p.m., Miss Gregor.
This is a lot to take in.
This is certainly true.
My whole life is going to change.
This is certainly true as well.
The board meeting is at 2.
Yes. I have cataloged it into your schedule and will alert you with 10 minutes to spare.
You won't need to remind me. Sam, it feels weird sitting here.
I am floating.
Welcome, shareholders, members of the board, executives. This is a momentous day. We have cracked the code of cybernetic eyes and will soon have the product's first user.
We would like to introduce you all to Miss Claire Gregor.
Oh, hello, everyone. Thank you.
Good. Miss Gregor will be the first to receive our cybernetic eye products. This will be the beginning of a new era for Polakov Cybernetics. With that being said, after this product is released, we will finally finish the J.F. Isidore company. They will have to either take the buyout or die a slow death. We will soon be the exclusive supplier of cybernetics to Neon City and beyond.
With that, our financial people believe that we can increase our prices by nearly 25% and only suffer a 4% loss in customer base.
What? That's ridiculous.
Polakov Cybernetics is entering a future where Polakov Cybernetics is the future.
Excuse me, Mr. Volochev?
Yes?
Dr. Walters?
Yes?
What about the folks who really need stuff?
Like you? We are going to provide your cybernetics for free. Goodness knows you couldn't afford it on what we pay you.
No, I don't care about that. It doesn't feel right to me.
What? You're about to get everything you could ever want for free, and it doesn't feel right?
This is substantial insult. We are giving you the chance at something miraculous, and you would throw it away just because it makes you feel bad? The arrogance!
No, I'm grateful for the opportunity. I really am. This morning I met a man who had lost his leg in the war. He couldn't even afford a police protection permit, and some punk was bullying him for money. Then there's someone I know. She's been saving to get her mother a cybernetic heart for years. She's almost there, but if you drive up those prices, that would set her back months. Who knows if her mom would even still be alive?
Miss Gregor, this is most inappropriate. This meeting is not the place to have a crisis of morality. And you are wasting so much potential if you give this up.
I know I'm throwing away a lot here, and I know this is a business, but this is just wrong. I just can't sit by and partake.
You do realize we could just find any blind person off the street to be our test subject. There are countless, and they will pay through their noses for this.
Because they're just 4% to you. They're people to me.
Miss Gregor, get out! You work at Polkov Cybernetics no more!
Yeah, I figured. Come on, Sam. It's good to sit out on the balcony here. Nice to feel the sun on my face.
Why did you do that back there?
I was just thinking. It doesn't take eyes to see that people matter. I guess I better look for a new job. But hey, tonight, I think I'll sleep a lot better.
This has been Beyond Skies. Tonight's episode, A Haze of Sightless Streets, was adapted from a short story by H. Wiggins. The role of Claire Gregor was played by Abby Baggett. Sam was performed by Jonathan Heisey. Mr. Volachev was voiced by Harrison Wiggins. Dr. Walters was played by Andrew Cowell. The Mugger was performed by Sean Nee. And Isaac was voiced by Matt Whalen. Tara was played by Ayla Wiggins. Beyond Skies is narrated by Noah Smith. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Beyond Skies can be found on Spotify, Apple Music, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you have any questions regarding the program, feel free to email us at beyondskiespodcast@gmail.com or visit our social medias on Facebook and Instagram at Beyond Skies Podcast and on Twitter at Beyond Sky Radio. Tell your friends about us, and we'll see you in the stars.